Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So as we're getting to the beginning of the year, and now is a good time to do a little bit of housekeeping. Because when we talk about housekeeping, when we think about ways where we can improve our financial position, and one of the things we can do is to spend less. Right now, we've all come through a period of time for where we did spend less because of the pandemic. Couldn't go out to eat. There were a lot of things we couldn't do. You couldn't really take vacations. And so for a lot of us, we've saved more money than we have in the past. But the other thing that happened during the pandemic was a lot of us subscribed to more services. So maybe it was online things, maybe it was things like Netflix or cable or Hulu or any of those services. But I would bet that there are a lot of subscriptions that you have that you're paying for it month in and month out that you're not using. And I brought this up before, but I think it's important, right, to manage what I'll call your monthly nut. What does it cost you to live your life? And get a clear idea of what that number looks like. And so, and then the other thing you want to do is you want to try to get that number as low as you can, right, while you're doing what you're doing, so that you're not eroding your net worth, right? You're increasing your net worth as you're going, right? One of the keys of the game is make sure you're always taking in more than you're spending, right? That's what we want to do. But literally to go through and find those places that are just eating away at you that you don't really need, that you don't really use. And so the suggestion is you go through your credit card statements and you go through your bank accounts and you just look at Apple, look at your Android, look at Amazon subscriptions. And if you're not using them, cancel them. And if you're, and as you do this, just continue to go through everything and total up what you're able to save. And once you do that, why not take that money? And let's say it's $30, $40, $50, $100 a month that you're saving yourself. Take that money and put it somewhere where it can do you some good. Add more money to your retirement account. Put more money away. Just save it. Find something good to do with the money. But the problem is most of us don't even know how to find these things, right? Like I went through this process and I do it twice a year, but sometimes it's difficult to even find them. But if you go through your credit card statements and if you go through your bank account line by line and you look at all the debits and credits that are coming in and out, you'll find them eventually. And why not use this opportunity to get rid of some of those subscriptions that you have? It's so easy to sign up for them, and it's so difficult to get away from them. And I can tell you personally, I've got way more than I need to have. And so I'm going through the process right now. And if there is something that you're signing up for, let's say there's a show, there's something you want to watch, there's something you need for a project you're working on, make sure you make yourself a note and put it in your calendar. And then make yourself a note to review it after a certain period of time. Or if you know you're going to cancel, write that note to cancel it. And in the note that you put on your calendar, put down who you need to contact to cancel it. And where it's coming from. In other words, what credit card is it being tied to? What bank account is it being pulled from? But find those things out. And just look for those monthly recurring bills and do what you can to eliminate those. And you'll be amazed what the difference will make in your world. I mean, if your goal is to retire a little bit earlier, this may help you do that. I'm not saying it's going to change your world, saving yourself $100 a month or $50 a month, but it just might. You put that into things like the market, you invest it well, you get a good financial advisor to help you out with that. Whatever the case is for you, if you can invest that money rather than spend it, at the end of the day, you're going to be more successful. And at the end of the day, you'll generate a higher net worth. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Spotify where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, just look for those recurring bills that you have. Look for the stuff that you don't need, that you don't use, that you can do without, and see if you can cut a few of them off. See if you can put $10, $20, $50, $100, $200 back in your monthly budget on the positive side, and then do something productive with that money once you have it.